It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to an emergency stream, an emergency podcast, Emergency Go Birds. They did it. Howie did it. Jeremiah Trotter Jr., officially a member of the Philadelphia Eagles, drafted, I believe it was 155th overall pick. It doesn't matter where he was picked. He's here. As the Eagles Twitter account tweeted, he's home. It's the pick everybody wanted. Ike, I'm so happy you're doing this for, obviously, Ike Reese here with me. Dude, I'm just excited. Tell me your emotion right now. What do you think? What do you think of the pick? How you feeling?
Well, I'm stoked. And quite frankly, you know, I'm sitting and watching the draft and I'm wondering how many of these picks are we going to move back in the draft and let somebody else take Jeremiah in the draft. But fortunately for us as Eagles fans, you know, that he was there available at the, with the 155th pick and the Eagles took him. I'm sure, you know, from his perspective, probably felt he should have been a little bit of a higher draft pick. But, you know, we as athletes coming out of college, we're going to always feel like the majority of us are going to feel like we should have been drafted higher. That we usually get drafted, but I can also assure you in this moment right now, it probably feels like to him he was the number one overall pick in the draft, because I was in that position, Elliot. I was the 142nd pick in the draft, and when my name was finally called in the fifth round, I was ecstatic. I was elated. My family was elated, and I'm sure the Trotters feel the same way. I, you know what? It's a great story, obviously. You know, his dad is one of the greatest Eagles to ever wear the uniform.
Yeah.
And one of my former teammates, one of my draft mates, me and his dad go all the way back to the combine in 1998 where we first met, and we worked out and trained to try to make our dreams come true. So
yeah,
I'm sure they're excited and elated that his dream has come true, that he gets an opportunity to play in the NFL. He's been drafted. And this is just really icing on the cake where his dad's team drafted him right here in the area where he grew up from. You know, I know for a fact that they would have been excited to be drafted anywhere in the NFL. But this obviously means something more and something special to the family.
Yeah, and I think, look, we're going to be doing this with all the picks, with Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, all these guys. I think sometimes the fit is just right. And as much as drafting someone is about their athletic ability, the need on the team, the 40 times, sports are meant to be fun, man. Like, the Eagles' job is to make it fun to be an Eagles fan. And at the end of the day, is Trotter the most athletic linebacker in the draft? Maybe not. I mean, should he have gone higher? Probably. Is he a fit? We'll see. But the Eagles' job as a franchise is to make it so when you buy Eagles gear, when you buy Eagles tickets, when you call in a WIP, that you enjoy being a fan. And that matters to me with this pick. I do want to talk about him as a player, but ultimately, Howie and Lurie did the right thing. It's the 155th pick in the draft. At this point, you're taking chances on guys. And Trotter, to me, he'll have a better chance of succeeding in Philadelphia than he will anywhere else. I'm sure he was going to work hard wherever he went. You simply cannot tell me that putting on that 54, which I'm sure he will, in Midnight Green won't motivate him more. You're going to get a better player than any other team would have gotten, I think, because of what he'll do in Philadelphia. So as a player, we'll talk about the fit. I just think, man, it was the right thing to do. And sometimes we make fun of Howie for, you know, doing something just for popularity. This was the right thing. If for everyone that maybe doesn't want Lurie to be involved, I hope Lurie stepped in and said, you know what, man, I own this team and my fans need this. I think strictly off that, it was the right pick.
Well, I'll just start first and foremost. He is a fantastic football player.
Yep, 100%.
You know, I don't know what some of the drawbacks may have been for some of the scouts, to each their own. I'm not discouraged by that at all. He plays a position that even if you're drafted somewhat in the mid rounds to late rounds, you still have a high probability if you have the traits to be successful in this league. So yeah. It's not like you're a skill position guy that needs to come out and catch 60 or 70 balls and see 5 touchdowns to prove you were worth the draft pick. As a linebacker, he's very smart. He's very instinctual. Jeremiah doesn't overwhelm you with his size and his measurables. But this kid has been bred to play this position. And Listen, I'm trying to resist going overboard with things I want to project about him, because I think there's going to be enough stuff out there hanging over his head that he needs to overcome. This kid being drafted here, most people will talk about it initially like it's a feel-good story. They just drafted a very good linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
Understand that, Elliot. They drafted a very good linebacker that he's going to prove to you he can play in this league at his size, athletic ability, ability to cover, and more importantly, the instincts that he has to play the position and his knowledge of the game. It's going to give him an advantage over a lot of other players. So this isn't just a feel-good story. I want to make that clear. This is a very good linebacker that I wouldn't be surprised that he's going to be here longer than a lot of people think as we go through. So this isn't just they took Jeremiah Trotter's son and everybody's going to be happy. I don't know if the Eagles expect this, but this is what they should expect. And if I were them, I would project this, but even if you don't, that's just going to be more of a motivating factor and tool for this young man to doubt him and to sort of make it seem like he's some sort of charity case. Nah, this young man can play football, man. He has the instincts, and it's in his DNA. It's in his DNA to play that position.
So I agree with that. I think what he can bring to the Eagles as a player, one thing we saw consistently last year with the Eagles defense was mental mistakes, especially at the end of the year. Guys out of position, guys not wanting to listen to coaching. I mean, a lot of those touchdowns they gave up, obviously the physical abilities of some of the players weren't great, but a lot of it were breakdowns, an inability to tackle, an unwillingness to tackle. I think what he brings in the run game, but also pre-snap, is really going to help this team. I think you nailed it when you talk about his anticipation. He reminds me as a player of N'Kobe Dean. And that's why when everyone was saying they wouldn't draft him, I mean, they drafted a similar player. I know obviously all players are different, but N'Kobe, pre-snap, anticipation, football IQ, that's what I think Trotter is going to bring to the team. And also against the run, I think that's where he can really help. And to your point about him being a good football player, I will say his stats getting after the quarterback are way better than I expected. He has something like 27 or 28 tackles for a loss over the last 2 years. He has, I believe, double-digit sacks over the last 2 years combined. So he's someone that goes downhill. And that's important because if you have the instincts and the right anticipation and you're willing to go full speed, that's where he'll make his plays. And I don't think that's something they've had from their linebackers. Devin White is a great athlete. He doesn't, in my opinion, he's not the football IQ downhill player that Trotter Jr. is. So, yeah, I think the anticipation, the football IQ is going to be important. And I saw a scouting guide that compared him to T.J. Edwards. How often last year do we say they missed T.J. Edwards, right? So a younger T.J. Edwards, I believe a little smaller than T.J. Edwards, but a similar type of pure middle linebacker, affect the run, mentally smart player. That is what they needed.
Yeah, and he's a short tackler. Doesn't miss a 100%. Lot of tackles. Can tackle in the open field. I look at this group right now, this group of linebackers right now, would not surprise me if he's the starting middle linebacker coming out of training camp.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to just go ahead and put it out there. If somebody's going to say it, I may as well say it first and foremost.
Love it.
So, yeah, I would not be surprised at that just because I think he is a he knows the game. He has a feel for the game. And if you even go look at some of his highlights, the way that he slips tackles, you know, he's not the biggest kid. So he's not like his dad where he's going to take on linemen and throw them to the side and this and the other. Mm-hmm. But he knows how to use his hands and he knows how to slip tackles to where he doesn't get hung up on blocks. And when you watch him make tackles, he's usually square to the ball carrier. That's a great sign for a linebacker, is that he isn't doing a lot of reaching when he makes tackles. He isn't doing a lot of lunging. He usually gets to the position, squares the ball carrier up, and runs through the tackle. That's what I mean by he's been bred to play this position, man. He's been he's been learning this position since he could walk, since he could talk, since he could put a helmet on his head.
Yeah.
He's been bred to play the position. So, and when you watch him, you can see how naturally he moves and fluidly. The only thing I believe scouts probably weren't in love with him is that he didn't explode off the screen to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's sort of the thing you sort of get. But even I was unaware of how much he affected the quarterback at his position.
Yep.
So he was even better in that department than I initially thought. And I watched him play through college. But until you go and go through the highlights, sometimes you realize how many games you may have missed and watching him play to where he was very impactful. And as an off-the-ball linebacker, understanding coverages, understanding how to read the quarterback, and always being in position, that's always going to make you a three-down linebacker. That's going to make you a three-down threat. So he's not one of these guys that you have to take off the field on third down.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Well, so, all right, let's talk about coverage. I'm happy you brought that up. So early in the draft, Edgren Cooper, Texas A&M, big, long, tall, fast. He projects as he can go line up one-on-one with the tight end. I don't think that's Trotter Jr.'s game, but I think if you look at who they've drafted so far, Quinion Mitchell lined up off coverage. Cooper DeJean lined up off coverage. I think in this Vic Fangio defense, Trotter Jr. is actually a fit for what they're going to do because you're going to see a lot of zone. They're not going to put Trotter in these man coverage situations. And what's surprising about Trotter is he has 4 interceptions over the last 2 years, and he brought 2 of them back for touchdowns, I believe.
Yeah.
So I think that's a place where he can overcome perhaps some of the size issues, you know, the arm length, that type of thing. I think in zone, he will be able to be a better coverage linebacker than people think. And if he's good at that, he does complement Devin White pretty well because Devin White can be more of the athletic, long-bodied, long-arm linebacker. So I think that's a good fit. I know you're at a barbecue, so I don't want to hold you too much longer, but I appreciate you coming.
No,
let
barbecue.
Me just ask you
I'm
one more question.
I'm not at a barbecue. I'm actually barbecuing.
Oh, you're actually barbecuing.
I'm at home.
Okay.
What do you mean? Who do you think that is back there behind me?
I know that's you. I thought maybe you were hosting the barbecue.
No, it's just me. Just me. Yes. I'm sitting here watching the draft and barbecuing.
What do you think Jeremiah Trotter Sr. is going through right now? You're obviously known him for a long time. I mean, just
listen, I talked to him last night, and he's excited. He's excited. Mm-hmm. He's probably shed a tear or two if I know mm-hmm. Jeremiah, because his boys mean so much to him. His two sons, Josiah and Jeremiah, and even his older daughter, Tramiel. His kids mean a lot to him. But, you know, Jeremiah is the one who really is the first one to follow in his footsteps as a football player. So I know he's very proud. I know he's thinking about his lovely deceased wife, Tam, mm-hmm. Who passed away last year, as we all are. You know, like I said, I've been knowing Jeremiah since we both got drafted, man, and our families are close. My wife was close with his family. My wife and kids were actually over at the Trotters last night as they were mm-hmm. watching the second and third round last night. So I'm sure he, along with the rest of his family, they're very excited and they're very happy for Jeremiah Jr. because they know how much work he's put in. You know, it's one thing to be a proud dad. You know, we as parents, you know, we really get the joy out of our kids' dreams coming true and the hard work that they put in. So we can only plant the seeds as parents and try to advise them and guide them. But when they actually follow our advice and they put in the hard work, you know, as a parent, we get the joy out of seeing them getting rewarded. And so I know Jeremiah must be feeling very proudful today that young Jeremiah gets a chance to realize his dream. And like I said, it's just icing on the cake that it's the Philadelphia Eagles. My goodness. I tell you, Howie Roseman has been on a heater.
I was going to say, they haven't taken a guard. No guard, which you know hurts me. You know hurts me. And I see you laughing there. It's okay. Do you want to give any thoughts on the draft? They get Cooper. Obviously, I'm with Quinyon Mitchell. How are you feeling about it so far?
It's been an awesome draft, man. Listen, this is the part where you say, I just hope everybody can play. Because, they drafted the right positions, in my opinion. They seemingly have gotten players at a point where the value is so much higher, right? They basically got two first round picks with their mm-hmm. first two picks. And then they go out and get the young man from Houston Christian. I can't profess to know much about him. I like him, man.
He's a great athlete. Highlights.
I've seen his YouTube videos. Everybody else loves him. So guess what? I love him because he's an outside pass rusher that's going to get after the quarterback. And then they added a couple of offensive guys. They added Shipley. I liked him out of Clemson. You know, they added the wide receiver. So we'll see what he can
Smith,
do.
Smith,
And come on, man. Jeremiah Jr. Listen, I watched the draft today primarily to see where nephew was going to get drafted.
Yeah.
Hoping the Eagles drafted him. Once the Eagles drafted him, I was done watching the draft the rest of the
day. That was it.
I'm good.
Well, he's an Eagle. I'll say this, man. I saw you tweet about them taking Jeremiah Trotter Jr. more than anybody else. So I feel like you willed it into existence. I know Howard said it wouldn't happen. Just putting that out there.
Oh, but, you know. That's double icing on the cake.
Yes.
That's double icing on the cake.
Yes. Yeah, look, and last thing I'll say is
as a matter of fact, he wanted to bet me $1,000 that the Eagles weren't going to draft him. So I had to text him and tell him, you ought to be lucky that $1,000 is a little bit too much for me. I wasn't willing to lose $1,000.
Well, look, you know, I know Howard loves the Eagles Autism Charity. Maybe he can throw him a little something for this.
So there you go.
The last thing I'll say, as much as I wanted an offensive guard, and it hurts that they haven't done it, and they didn't do it in the first few rounds, it is exciting that they've added a lot of young talent. I mean, think of the personality of this defense last year. They didn't want to tackle. People were frustrated with them. Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell, Jalen Carter, Jeremiah Trotter Jr., Nolan Smith, Jordan Davis. They've at Keely Ringo. A year from now, the personality of this defense could be a lot different than it was, especially with better coaching. So to your point, they all have to be able to play. The draft is always exciting now. We'll see come October how much these guys help. But I think there's a chance that a month in or even sooner, we're talking about this defense as a much different unit than the one we saw last year. So in that way, I'll get over the fact they haven't gotten a guard.
As Eagles fans, guess what? We can get excited about the defense again, baby. We can get excited about the defense. Hold on. We got Cooper DeJean. We got Quinyon Mitchell.
Yep.
We got Jeremiah Trotter Jr., man. Come on, man. Come on.
Howie did it. So
come on.
All right, man. I'm going to let you get right, back brother. To your barbecue. I appreciate you doing this. Exciting times. And look, I'm sure we'll talk on Monday or all week about this.
And hold on. My barbecue and my surf side.
Oh, there you go. Look at you. That's why you're the man at the station. All right, man. I'll talk to you later. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. And plenty of content throughout the week. All right. See you, man.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.